Hi, a very warm welcome from me, Rashid Ogunlore, Coach Speaker and author. I'm just smiling because here we are at the start of another podcast, and I'm recording this at the start of another new year. How they roll by. We're recording this at the start of 2016, but you might be listening to this, who knows? Middle of 2016, a future year beyond that, who knows? That's the beauty of these things. Today's topic is all about your year ahead, step by step. That's the theme. Your year ahead, step by step. It's interesting, isn't it, that I was going to call it your year ahead in steady steps. But sometimes steps are unsteady. Maybe one step is certain and the next is uncertain. Sometimes you're stepping forward, sometimes you're stuck, sometimes you're stepping back. Sometimes you're knocked sideways, even. That's the nature of life. But there's something about the start of every year, isn't there? As the slate is wiped clear and you have that vision ahead, that you have the opportunity for something to be completely fresh. In a way, it's a little bit of an illusion because you have an opportunity for that every moment of every day. And every fresh day when you wake up afresh. And of course, in adulthood, we tend to see everything as a continuation of what's there been before. So I just want to touch on a few things here in this particular talk at the beginning of this year, or the beginning of the next year of 365, 6 days, however it is that you're looking at this. My first invitation for you is to be still. Because when you're still, you pause and you're able to take stock. And you're able to see a little bit about where it is that you've been. And in the very last podcast I recorded at the end of last year, where I was inviting you to review your year and whether it was a good year and to take the learning from the year, you were invited to be still and to reflect. And so it might well be at the start of this year, you also need to be still just again. Because are you ready to race on? Only when you're still and you stop, when you pause, you can kind of take stock of this journey that you've been on. As I record this, I'm going to be next week on the 14th of January 2016, running a free webinar called Hopes, Goals and Dreams in 2016. So in the event that you're listening to this before then, or even after then, you can tune into that on the Soul Trader YouTube site, or if you go onto the soultrader.biz website, you'll see that flagged up, or in the archive, or in the YouTube archive. And that might well be useful. And, you know, I'm actually just looking at the page right now, and on the page for this, there's a long winding road. And I think there's something about when you're still, you can pause and you can see the road and the path that you've been on already. And for some of you, that's going to be very, very important to do, because it may well be that you've covered a huge amount of ground. Do you give yourself credit for the ground that you've been in on over the years? As I'd said, I did this myself when I did my own reflection on the year last year, and I stopped and I realized it'd been 10 years in business, and even just last year alone, there had been so much stuff that I had done and so much I'd been involved in. I hadn't really taken the time, or necessarily hadn't been that much time between the engagements, to really pause and reflect. So this thing about being still is really important, because for you it might be still in terms of you looking back and thinking, oh yeah, I've done that, that and that. For you it might be still because you really need time to catch your breath. And for you it might be important to be still because you need to really focus on the road ahead and where it is that you want to be. So being still is the first thing. And I encourage you to think about how are the ways in which you're going to be able to be still. Next thing I want to talk about is space. Space is very important because when you are still, you're taking a bit of a break and you're giving yourself space. If these themes chime with you, I've got a talk, by the way, called Space, Stillness, Silence, which you'll find on my rosaru.com website, which is all about these subtleties of space, stillness and silence, some of these themes. But what we're doing now, I feel, with these podcasts is we're creating a little bit of space. You know, space gives you an opportunity to look either within or what's around and about you. It's an offshoot in a way of being still. It's an aspect of awareness. These are some of these very subtle awarenesses of the clarity theme, the very first C in the Soul Trader book. Space. What's your own inner space like? What's your mind like? Does it feel calm? Does it feel rested most of the time? Do you feel as though you have that inner space that you need? What about the environment that you're working in, your home environment? Is it chaotic? Is it crazy? I was working with somebody a while ago and they were just saying, you know, first of all, I need to sort out the things in my home and then I need to just clear a little bit of space and then I can focus again on the things in terms of my career. I said, absolutely spot on. And in my Become Who You Are Coach Yourself program, and I'm fairly sure in the Soul Trader Coach Yourself program, which you'll find on the website, these are the starting points. Because as I say, you cannot pour more water into a filled cup. So how is it you're going to give yourself space this year? Maybe you're going to have a busy year or there's more goals that you're things that you're wanting to achieve this year. So how is it that you're going to be able to find space? Again, when I'm coaching people one-to-one, the very first thing I put into their diary is the time for them. And I may have shared with you on one of these podcasts, I'm coaching somebody who works in a very busy retail environment. They're a manager. They've got responsibility for a number of other managers and so on. And he works very, very long hours and he's passionate about his job. He loves the work that he does. But what we focused on now is the time for him. Time for him, his family, things that he wants to do. Time for him to work on his own personal development, as well as then the development of the business that he's working in. But that's required putting a particular bit of time in his case, we're going to put it in on the Friday afternoon, that's going to give him time to consolidate the plan, space. Next, I want to talk about strategy. For strategy, you need to know what's really important to you. Being still is going to help you with that. Taking space is going to help you with that. But I ask you again, I ask this question all the time, what's most important to you in your life? What's most important to you in your career? What's most important to you in your business? It's going to shift all the time, which is why I ask this question very often. So if you are listening to this at the beginning of the year or the new financial year, or, you know, I was speaking to a neighbor of mine who's also an artist, a creative. She says, actually, for me, the start of my new year isn't so much the new year, but I use my birthday as that time when I look ahead. So, what's important to you right now may well have shifted. You know, when I got up on New Year's Day just a couple of days ago now, a few days ago, from the time of recording this, I got up early and I decided my priority was first of all to see the sunrise. Because I wanted to see the sunrise on the first day of the year. I wanted to see it. I wanted to be there for it. I did a little bit of planning before so that I was rested beforehand. So you need to be aware for you to be strategic. You need to be still. You need to create that space in order for you to be strategic. I decided that that was really important to me. Having a walk in nature was important to me. I had some business things that I wanted to do because I wanted to record my New Year videos and some of that content as well. But I also was very aware after that and having a walk around, which also be good for my health and my fitness. And then I decided to go and see the family on New Year's Day because they are really important to me. So there were a number of things in that day that I did because I knew that they were all important to me. And remember, and in the first chapter of Soul Trader, and if you want it, if you haven't read it, you can download the first chapter free on the soultrader.biz about page. There is that exercise of what's important to you in life, what's important to you in your career stroke business, what's important to you in relationships. I ask you that again. I invite you to pause this to reflect what's really important to you this year. And from there, I invite you to think about what your strategic goals. I was just coaching a wonderful client of mine who works in the creative industry. She runs her own creative business. And one of the things that she had done actually over the recent years is that she'd taken time out. She had moved from one country that she was being based. She made a strategic decision for moving from London back to Ireland, and because that was a place that was very nourishing to her. And she's now looking at the next stages in her business. It's been useful for her because it's helped boost that feeling nourished. It's been useful for her because she's been able to take time to and build the creativity to create and to explore creating wonderful new work, and then taking that time strategically to look at, okay, what are my goals? How do I want to develop the business? How do I want investment for the next stage? What kind of people do I want on board for the next stage? What kind of stuff is that I'm wanting to create for the next stage? And then we were having a strategic conversation today as we were beginning to explore what is the content that she's wanting for the years ahead. So what are your priorities and what are the things that you're wanting to achieve in life generally? What are the things you're wanting to achieve in your business this year? What are the things that you're really wanting in terms of your relationships? It might well be that last year that there's a particular area that was negated. Maybe it was all about business and there's no time for relationships. Maybe it was all about your relationships and you weren't taking care of business. It can be very useful sometimes to think about these things in terms of the main pillars of business, in terms of the financial side of the business. What needs to be put in place? What are the gaps? What are the things you know? What are the things you need to find out? Do you need to sit down with your accountant? Do you need to get an accountant? Do you need to become more money savvy? What about in terms of marketing? Are you doing your marketing? Are you in touch with social media or general media and general marketing? Do you need help and support as far as that is concerned? Is it something you feel comfortable with? Do you know anyone who's got that expertise? Do you need to go out there, find some support? Do you need to become a member of an industry body or something like that? Are you out networking? Or is it being so busy that you haven't had time to network? These are the kind of things to begin to think about. With the people you have in your network, are you making your network work for you? By the way, if you are interested in networking more, learning how to network effectively, I run an event currently at the British Library monthly called Networking for Success. You can look that up, Rashid Okunlori, Networking for Success, or you'll find it on my rosari.com website. And I think the details are actually also on the soultrader.biz website. In fact, I'm fairly sure they are. And the dates are there if you're wanting to be able to learn to network authentically and so on. But this thing about going out there into the world is, of course, going to be important when it comes to marketing yourself. But also operationally now, the third pillar, so we've talked about the finance, what are the things you need to do or put in place, what are the things that are in place, give yourself credit, what about the marketing we talked about, what about now in terms of operationally, and in terms of the management of your business, what's in place, what's not in place. So I really invite you, maybe after you've listened to this, to just take a little bit of a step back, or to pause, or to put it on again, and just sit with those questions, what's in place and what your priorities need to be. You know, I'm a big fan of keeping it simple. That's the next S that we're talking about here. And maybe I want to combine it with steps, going back to our theme, the year ahead, step by step. So what are the key steps? Maybe for you it's about updating that 2-page business plan. Maybe for you, it's about just taking an extra couple of days out so you can rest and relax. Maybe for you, it's then about catching up with some key contacts. Maybe for you, it's about reviewing last year's sales figures. We're all different. We all have a different way about going about things in terms of our business. But you need to be strategic and you need to have steps in place. But you need to take the steps. I know some wonderful people who are very, very talented, but they can easily be either thrown off step, or they don't realize just how many steps it does require. You know that thing, like if you're walking down the steps and if you ever think that thing where you're in a hurry and then you suddenly realize you missed a step, or you tried to take too many steps in one single bound, and then, you know, if you're not careful, you're going to fall over. That's the nature of life. Is that you need to hitch your ride for a while? Is it that you need to follow in somebody else's footsteps? Is it that you need to walk along hand in hand, step by step with somebody else? Is it the case that you realise that you've been trying to run a business by yourself and you'd far rather run it with others and bring them on board your business? Maybe it's the opposite. I've been there, the opposite, where I've also run a business with somebody else and then realised it's time for me to walk that journey by myself. What are the steps? What steps you know about? What are the gaps in your knowledge? You might think, well, I don't know the gaps in my knowledge, but where is it that you feel that you're unsure, where you seem to be stuck, where you seem to be falling over again and again? Because that will give you clues too about the steps. But hand in hand with this, the last S that I really want to talk about before coming back to space and stillness is this thing about simplicity. You're going to need to find a way in all of the noise of coming back to simplicity. What's most important? What's important most right now? It might be in the course of any day. I'll notice this sometimes from day to day. You start doing this, you're charging around doing this, this and this and this, and then maybe you run out of energy, you need to pause, you need to be still, you need to keep it simple. What's most important? And in fact, that's a point I want to bring to your attention. You know, how effective are you in your business in the day to day? Do you keep it simple enough? If you're somebody, one of these people who has lists, do you just keep it a very short list of a handful of things that you need to do? Or if it's a long list that you insist on having, then be clear the things that are absolutely essential are going to have the biggest impact for you. Simplicity. Ultimately, in terms of business, it's about providing a good service, isn't it? Having a good product, caring about your customers. And if there aren't customers, or if there aren't enough customers, it's about going out there and listening to people, finding out what they really need and finding out where your skill sets meet that need. So it might be about that. It might be that you're making changes or you're scaling up and so on. You need to really ask yourself, I need to ask myself at certain points, and at certain points where I'm developing new things or trying to go to new markets or reach to new client bases, actually, where am I and where's the fit, and where's the conversation with this particular group, and do I understand enough about what it is they need, or do I need to listen so I can fine-tune the fit and the mesh between where I am and where they are, you know, so it fits like a really warm sweater. So there we are on this journey. We've touched on being still. We've touched on space. We've touched on strategy. We've touched on steps. And we've touched on simplicity. I want to invite you to close by, again, being still for a moment. Taking that space. Making that space. For those of you who are based in London, I'm going to be running a special Soul Trader Masterclass at Alternatives. And if you Google Rashid Okunlawi Soul Trader Masterclass and Alternatives, you'll find that on their website. I'm going to be probably putting on the Soul Trader website and my own website over the coming days as well. That might well be very useful for you. But remember, we run a webinar once every month. And again, I want to just remind you about the special webinar that we're running right at the start of this year, Hopes, Goals and Dreams 2016. It'll give you an opportunity to look at this, and maybe it is that between the time of listening to this and tuning into that webinar will give you some more time. But I also want you to just finally think about, you know, in terms of steps, throw in one extra S here, which I usually throw into the mix actually, and that's about support. What's the support that you have? What's the support you initially need? I'm amazed how often we find ourselves stuck and more isolated. And I've said this before, a number of people I coach and they're incredibly networked, but they're trying to do it all alone. They're stuck. They haven't got the right support. They're not asking the right questions. You need to make sure you go out there and you get support. Ask people support. Maybe you're one of those people, and I see it all the time at my Networking for Success workshop, where you're busy there supporting others, but there's nobody there supporting you. You need to make sure that you get the nourishment and the support that you need, and to ask for that help and for ask for that assistance if you need it. But anyway, I want to thank you very much. I want to wish you all the best for this year ahead, whether it is you're listening to the beginning of the year, middle of the year, beginning of the financial year, or the second half of the year, whenever it is in your year, at the beginning of your birthday, whatever. I want to wish you every happiness as you enjoy space. And the other essay I wish you is success. I always wish you happiness, but I also wish you success in a way that's really meaningful, and another S here for you, sustainable for you. I just love alliteration, so I'm just amusing myself now. But I wish you all the best. Wish you every success. I wish you every happiness. And don't forget, of course, the finalists to join us here on soultrader.biz, on the website or on our YouTube channel. And whenever you need to dip into that. And remember, you'll also find us on social media too. We have a Facebook page. Do feel free to like us there and tell us about your business there. And there's all sorts of resources on the soultrain.biz website, as you know, including a Coach Yourself program if you're at that stage where you're really willing to help yourself and to coach yourself a little bit more effectively, or perhaps told yourself to account as some people use it for. But anyway, that's enough from me, Rashid Oghenlaru. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, and for supporting. I'm very, very grateful. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.